Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Although I am told, I'm not going to tell you exactly because I don't want to give away all the information, but I am told concerts are coming back to certain places, and that don't be surprised if locally you see a pod concert somewhere here. Okay, I'm not going to tell you the venue because then the person that gave me the info, I would not be nice to give out that info. But I can give the info that we may have some concerts in November, I think, or December, that they're trying to get at a certain place where they can put pods. And for those of you that don't know, it's like a little fence. It's like a square fence. And then there's four chairs. And you buy, if it's only two of you, you're going to buy the whole pod. So you buy four seats. Now, if you want to go invite two more friends with you, great, and you can enjoy it. But if you want to go only two, you're going to end up buying the pod. So it's pods that hold, four or six, or something like that. And then they're spread out, and they're separated by at least 6 feet each one. So that way you've got your social distancing going on. You're only within your own area, and your people are with you. They will have restrooms, and they will have, you know, drinks and all that to serve. But again, and it'll be social distancing for the lines and all that kind of stuff. But I'm hearing that that's what's in the works. And a couple jam bands that are in the works for that. Not like Dave Matthews, okay? But they are thinking of some. It isn't Fish or Dave Matthews. But I'm told they're jam bands. Because I go, like Dave Matthews? And they were like, no. And I'm like, damn, okay. Like Fish? No. Damn, okay. So I don't know. Maybe there are, you know. I don't know if it's
that was a personal, because you still haven't. We're both, neither one of us have seen Fish, correct?
No, I have not. I've never seen Fish, but that, I would have gone then.
I could remember
a pod concert. I would have. You know what the hell? I haven't been to a concert in a while. Go see Fish. Mask up. Double mask up. What the hell?
The last time involved with anything Fish, they had a concert on the West Coast or something out there. Whatever it was, and I was going to Fort Myers back.
What, the JetBlue Park or whatever?
Whatever it was, I was coming back or going to Fort Myers. Man, the crowd.
Oh, yeah. It felt hardcore, bro. Hardcore.
I crap you not. It felt like back in the days going out to the Sportatorium and being on Flamingo.
Sure.
Okay?
Makes sense.
That's exactly what it felt like.
Sure. Makes sense. They're hardcore there, man. Fish fans are they're hardcore big time. My sex life is stuck in a bubble. Okay? I mean, that's not a bad thing. Are you stuck with the person inside a bubble?
I was just going to say, are you solo in that bubble?
Yeah, if you're solo in the bubble, it's a problem.
Have our condolences.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when I was a kid, I was always just praying that they would lock me up with Genie in the bottle. That's kind of what it was, you know. I don't mind. It's all right. Lock me up in the bottle, and I'm good.
Yeah, it was just you and the other half of American kids.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Barbara Eden was gorgeous, bro. Man, she was gorgeous. Wow. Super Boom says they are doing pod shows here in Orlando with local bands. Oh, there you go. I would drive up Super Boom Shack if it was actually like a big band. I'll drive up. Why not?